The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Yeah.
I love this guessing game of who is going to be in studio. Keeps me on my toes.
No, so Robin's going to be back. I'm just standing in for her today. So, all right, Rolene, let's get to some Israel news. United Nations General Assembly has voted in favor of commemorating the Palestinian Nakba Day, or the Palestinian Nakba. Tell us about this. First define it for us.
First of all, let's take a look at what Nakba is. Now, the Palestinians see the creation of the State of Israel as a catastrophe, which is the English word for the Arabic, which is Nakba. So yesterday, the United Nations General Assembly held a vote, a resolution put forward by Egypt, Jordan, Senegal, Tunisia, Yemen, and the Palestinians to recognize the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the Nakba, including a high-level event which will be held at the General Assembly every year. Now, that coincides with the birth of the State of Israel, and if we go back to probably the last only smart decision the United Nations made, which was in 1947, they voted on Resolution 181, which was to divide the land that was then known as British Mandate Palestine, not Palestine because they were Palestinians as we understand Palestinians today, but because the Romans had named that area hundreds of years ago Palestina, to erase any Jewish ties to what we know as the land of Judea. Hence, we are called Jews. Right. So we have this vote going through yesterday, 90 in favor, 30 against, and 47 abstentions.
Can I just interject a second? We're called Jews because we are from the tribe of Judah. The land was called after Judah.
And we're also people of the land.
Yeah, got it.
It's a very, very important fact, especially when we talk about indigenous rights.
Yeah, 100%.
So we now go back to the United Nations, and this vote goes through yesterday. I know many of you are going to wonder how South Africa voted. South Africa voted in favor. I know some of you are going to ask, where did Ukraine vote? Ukraine did not vote. I think they're too scared to vote on a resolution against Israel at the moment. Well, we don't know if they were in the room or not, but they didn't vote. Countries that were amongst those voting against were, of course, Israel, Australia, countries like Denmark. In fact, all of Scandinavia either abstained or voted against. The United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and also, very interestingly, small countries, countries like San Marino, countries like Palau, that we don't normally hear about, but they are taking Israel's side. But as you can imagine, this has resulted in an angry response coming from Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan. You know, to coincide with this, he actually opened the first ever exhibition at the United Nations. This would have been in the lobbies and the exhibition halls on the expulsion of the 850,000 Jews from MENA, which is the Middle East and North African countries, under horrendous, horrendous conditions. But he, of course, has commented on this. He said it is absolutely shameful. It's disgusting and it's a disgrace. He says Palestinian lives must no longer be accepted on the world stage, just as this body must stop allowing the Palestinians to continue pulling its strings. I urge you all to stop blindly supporting the Palestinian libels. And he reminded them, he said, this body voted to adopt Resolution 181, the partition plan. My people, the Jewish people, accepted this resolution without hesitation. The Arabs did not. Five Arab armies, together with Arabs living in Israel, tried to destroy and annihilate us. So, and the rest is a very, very long and difficult conflict.
Just a question. I mean, we come from, you know, here in South Africa, we had the transition from an apartheid government to a democracy. There were certain events that, you know, we've had to acknowledge that we all have different perspectives on. And I think that that has been part of us starting to heal. It's going to take us a long time. And granted, we aren't there yet, not by a long shot. But isn't it important that we acknowledge different perspectives from different people as a starting point?
I think the point here that, because it's the United Nations, and if we're going to be talking about different perspectives, the United Nations and countries that are voting have to acknowledge another perspective, and that is that the State of Israel was formed out of this. The State of Israel, the return of the Jewish people to their ancient and historical homeland, the Jewish people from the destruction of nearly three quarters of us in the Shoah, in the Holocaust, when the world shut its doors against us in our darkest hour. Now, Israel wasn't created because of the Holocaust. Israel was created in spite of the Holocaust. But if we're going to be talking about different perspectives, I think Ambassador Erdan's point is you need to listen that there is another perspective as well, and you need to stop blindly accepting libels put forward in this plenary from the Palestinians.
Yeah, no, I hear your point. I hear your point. I just wondered if there was room for, you know, Israelis to see a different perspective outside of the United Nations. But anyhow, let's move on. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time, and I don't want to do that. UNRWA has condemned the discovery of subterranean opening under a Gaza school. Tell us about this.
Well, this is the United Nations Relief Works Agency, which we've discussed a lot on the Israel report because of their turning a blind eye to allowing terror entities in the Gaza Strip to use their schools, to use their hospitals and facilities as weapon storage facilities for these terror groups. We also know that they either turn a blind eye or in some cases actually encourage the incitement of hatred in their textbooks, and as a result, there has been a significant withholding of funding from many countries, including, as a point of interest, the United Arab Emirates. Now, yesterday they said that there was a breach of neutrality because they found I'll quote you directly, large man-made cavity subterranean under a school. Now, if you understand what happens in Gaza as far as UNRWA and as far as the terror groups are concerned, you know that a man-made cavity subterranean underneath a school means a tunnel that has been built to store weapons, to smuggle weapons, and also disgustingly places children in the position of being human shields. Now, they've said they've protested strongly to the relevant authorities in Gaza. By this, we assume they mean Hamas or Palestinian Islamic Jihad. We haven't heard what the response from that is. What we do know today on a related subject is that a high-level operative from Palestinian Islamic Jihad was eliminated by defense forces, and we are bracing for possible rocket fire on our southern cities. Many of those rockets would have been hidden in these tunnels.
Gosh. All right, and then finally, and I don't know how we're going to get this into 2 minutes, but Netanyahu promises that Israel will not be governed by Talmud. What does that mean?
Well, this is Netanyahu speaking to Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss, many of you are familiar with. She was the journalist who famously quit the New York Times over many allegations she made against them, including anti-Semitism. Well, the soon-to-be possible incoming prime minister had a chat with her, and she raised the issue that many are concerned that Israel, with the new government coming in, especially with the far right candidates coming in, we'll see a loss of civil liberties for some. And his response was that, you know, he will protect Israeli democracy. And to quote him, that Israel will not become a Talmudic state. In other words, it won't become a religious state. It will still maintain its nature that looks after all of its citizens.
Interesting. Rob, just on a personal note, do you see Israel as a state or a country for Jews or a Jewish country?
Well, it's
two different
both.
Things. That's why I asked the question.
It's both. It's the nation state of the Jewish people. That's our identity. And it is a country where Jews can come home to and are protected by the right of return.
And that is where we leave it. Rolene, thank you so much. We'll catch you with Howard Feldman tomorrow morning at 7:45. Thank you
right
so much, and Shabbat Shalom. Take care. Bye-bye.